Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. We'll begin with some early team news for City. That's ahead of their trip to Molineux this evening, an 8:15pm start in the Premier League against Wolverhampton Wanderers. And City's Riyad Mahrez is available after a spell in isolation because of a positive coronavirus test. However, Iraoq Laporte is not yet ready to feature, having been in isolation himself, while Sergio Aguero remains out injured. Nathan Aki and Ferran Torres are available to make their debuts. Meanwhile, Fernandinho has been chosen by the players and staff at City to be the club's permanent captain for the new season, with Kevin De Bruyne selected as vice-captain. The decision was made this week after last season's captain David Silva joined Real Sociedad after over 10 years of service in Manchester. As usual, under the reign of Pep Guardiola, the players and staff voted amongst themselves. And finally, Sevilla centre-back Jules Koundé has reportedly agreed to a 5-year deal at the Etihad Stadium, as Man City and Sevilla now look to agree on a fee for the 21-year-old, although, according to latest reports, there shouldn't be any issue on this front. Following on from reports in Spain that the parties involved were close to an agreement for the central defender, claims from France now go one step further in terms of the contractual details of the transfer and the fee that could potentially take the former Bordeaux defender to the Premier League. It is thought that Koundé has agreed to a 5-year deal at City, and only an agreement on a fee remains before we see the player become the third signing of the summer for Pep Guardiola. It is thought that at this stage there is a €10 million difference between the two parties, although this issue will be resolved and City will assign the defender. That's all for now. We'll have more later.